Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brett Piatt is here. He's the leader, the King Biscuit over at Jungle Disc. Brett, thanks again for being with us. Brett had just given us a great tour of what a denial of service event looks like, which what we've had recently, and which probably is the future of warfare. Global warfare. Brett, tell us about Jungle Disc. It's a new company, right?
So, yeah, we're a new company, kind of an old new company. We do data security for 2 to 250 employee businesses, and we've really in this last year started to build out this data security suite for Main Street to be able to help a lot of the folks that listen to your program. Be able to keep their digital storefront safe from denial of service and other types of attacks.
Can you actually do that? You know, you talked about the fact that these denial of service folks are pretty determined. Could you help? Of course, it's not likely that they're going to come after us in a denial of service. They're going to come after who we do business with, right? Our ISPs and our backbone folks.
Yeah, and for the large scale of denial of service, a lot of times their goal is what they call hacktivism. They have a political motive behind it. So unless you, as a small business owner, you were doing something to trigger a political attack against you, you're not likely to see a large scale denial of service like last week. But there's small scale denial of services that hit businesses all the time, and those small-scale ones, if you don't have any defenses set up, can be very damaging, but they're not too difficult to defend against if you have some basic.
What is the main thing that your company would provide? What is the danger that your company could prevent?
So the number one risk to the small businesses is the loss of customer data. So if you've got clients or business partners that have trusted you with valuable information, you can never lose that. I mean, imagine your accountant calling you on April the 3rd saying, "Hey, Jim, I lost all those docs you sent me for tax statement this year. Can you send them again?"
Right.
Those phone calls can never happen. So the number one thing that businesses need to do is make sure that they've got a safe, separate, secure copy of all of their important client records. This is just like we all should have a safe deposit box somewhere with backup copies of our paper stuff. You need to do the same thing in the digital world.
And is it, and it's not just customers, though. It could be our own stuff, too, right?
Internal books
whatever
and records.
Whatever we need to secure and have behind a pretty big firewall and to protect it so we can go get it when we need it, right?
Yeah. And then the second thing, just like in your building, I'm sure you've got a lock on your front door. You probably have an alarm. You might have some security cameras watching your building. And hopefully they're not ones that are exploitable by those hackers, but you've done these things to physically secure your storefront. You've got to do the same thing with your internet connection now, because every business has to be online to communicate with business partners and customers. So avoiding the internet, not much of an option for folks out there now
When small businesses think of securing themselves online, they think of companies like McAfee and Bitdefender and people like that, when they're backing up their data, they think of companies, other companies have been around a while. How are you different from them?
So we're exclusively focused on the small business folks. And then the second piece is really it's about kind of the holistic data security. So you've got the backup piece you need to do, but you need to protect that data while it's on your active systems as well. And you need to do it in a way that keeps the data secure but doesn't slow the business down. So if you're
So you're not only backing it up, you're not even helping them back it up, you're protecting it in place and up and down.
Yes, yes. So if you're a realtor, you're a financial advisor, and you're out meeting at a client's office, you need to be able to get back into your office systems. You need to be able to connect to them securely. Or if you're traveling in an airport and you're not really sure if the Wi-Fi there is safe, you need to be able to have a way to still get online and conduct business safely.
And you do that. So that, and that's a, what's that, that an app that you put on our computer, or how does that work?
Yeah, so that connects into our cloud infrastructure from an app on your computer or even your mobile phone, and you can do what's called a virtual private network.
That right, will, VPN.
Yeah, create a secure connection up to the cloud.
Even when you're wandering around the world, right?
Correct. Yeah, you can. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can all of a sudden hop on that Wi-Fi in an airport in a foreign country and not worry
that's
your traffic's getting sniffed.
Pretty cool capability. So, how do we find you guys?
You can find us at www.jungledisc.com, or as most folks do these days, you drop into your search bar and just search for Jungle Disc, and we will show up there on the internet.
And as few as two people in the company, right? Little bitty companies.
No, not quite that small. We're a small business of 25.
You said 2 to 250 a while ago.
Oh, yes. We do serve folks down to two employees. And the thing I'd say is if you're a sole proprietor out there listening to the show, you probably should use Consumer Solutions. They're designed great for that single person. If you think you're going to hire a second employee in your company, you should look at a business solution that can go down and start to do things to take care of a company's data and not just an individual's data.
JungleDisc.com. Hey, Brett, good job. Will you come back and keep us posted on how the bad stuff's going out there so we can keep up with it?
Yeah, I'll be happy to be on again. Thank you for having me today, Jim.
Brett Pyatt, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.